Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
It is a failing. Now, let's admit it. The fact is, the way the system was set up is that the public health component that Dr. Redfield was talking about was a system where you put it out there in the public and a physician asks for it and you get it. The idea of anybody getting it easily, the way people in other countries are doing it, we're not set up for that. Do I think we should be? Yes, but we're not.
Frankly, the testing has been going very smooth. If you go to the right agency, if you go to the right area, you get the test. Now, with that being said, as you know, millions are being produced. This is a brand new thing that just happened, but millions are being produced. The United States, because of what I did and what the administration did with China, we have 32 deaths at this point. Other countries that are smaller countries have many, many deaths. 32 is a lot. 32 is too many. But when you look at the kind of numbers that you're seeing coming out of other countries, it's pretty amazing when you think of it. The key is you have to have separation. We have to have separation or this thing takes longer to go away. But the really important, and I think you can say this for your country, I think we can say it for a lot of countries, for all countries, hopefully, it goes away. It's going away. We want it to go away with very, very few deaths.
That would be right now the death toll rising to 41. So 41. And of course, Washington hit so, so hard. 1,000 cases all of a sudden, 2,000 cases all of a sudden, 3,000 cases. We know how that multiplies. But the U.S. coronavirus cases top 1,000, being called the novel coronavirus now at this point. And there are a lot of questions as Americans are faced some dramatic things that are happening in their lives. Many of you listening to me, our way of life has flipped, flopped, and changed in many, many ways already. Kate Delaney's my name. If you haven't heard the show, well, welcome to it. So here's what we do know, and we got to start the show with this on the dour notes. I am a glass is half full person. So let me just say that from the get-go. I'm an optimist by birth. There's no question about it, but this was not an optimistic day. In the sports world, we saw everything flop and flip and drop. So no March Madness, no NBA, no NHL, Major League Baseball shoved off for at least a couple of weeks. Spring break for so many was part of that ritual of going to spring training. So that fell because spring training falls with Major League Baseball. Some are soccer fans, MLS goes, tennis goes, name it, it's done kaput, including your own children who may be playing in basketball tournaments that now they're not playing in or various sports. And the reason is for what the president said, the distancing and what we need to do, the social distancing, because this is the way we get through it. And it's very awkward and strange and different for so many of us to think that way, but this is what the virus has done to us. Now let's talk about finances. The tourism industry, hospitality, speaking, meetings, just tanked. Billions have been lost. Companies that normally send people to big events are not doing that, just like with the sporting events. So that's one area that's been hit. And certainly there have been others as well that are taking a tumble. And we're seeing it on the markets. The markets saw the worst day in more than 30 years, even though the Fed's came up with a big intervention. You could just see the frustration on the faces of so many as the market plunged for the second time in 1 week. In fact, there was a 15-minute halt to trading that was triggered to stop a panic. I was in the middle of a television interview when that happened. They immediately went to the markets and wrapped up our interview on sports and the effect of the virus on the sports world, which advertisers losing money, fans losing money, people who had season tickets or were buying tickets and all of the things that are attached to that. And how about the workers? How about the guy who cleans up after everybody and women who clean up after everybody leaves? They need the job. Concessions, all of that down, down, down. So back to the stock market. It wasn't about concessions. It was about tanking. The worst since 1987, the Dow Jones Industrial Average posted its largest one-day point loss in history, dropping 2,353 points. I got to give you the exact number. So a terrible percentage there. And you look at it in terms of the loss, 10% loss in the Dow's worst day since the infamous October day known as Black Monday. We are in a bear market. We are. One thing you'll see is the price of oil is plunging. Somebody said to me, you want the bright side of all this? Yeah, what's the bright side? I pulled up to fill up regular today, and it was $1.30. $1.30? Wow, you're kidding me. So there are things that are cheaper, but they're cheaper for a reason. Public tours of the White House canceled. U.S. Capitol and congressional office buildings off limits to tourists. That starts on April 1st. Wanted to go to Disneyland? Closed. Mickey Mouse? He's not welcoming anyone. In Maryland, Governor Larry Hogan ordered public schools to close for 2 weeks starting Monday and banned gatherings of more than 250 people. Ooh, I hope no one's getting married right now. Schools in Ohio, New Mexico, Michigan closing for 3 weeks. A lot are just following suit after this, too. I know my nephew in Florida, schools, same thing, are going to be closed starting on Thursday. That was it. And they're closed until the end of March. And then they're going to decide whether they're going to go online or not. So they're going to watch to see what happens. So I'm just scratching the surface. You get it. You understand it. The Fed announced they're going to buy $60 billion worth of Treasury bonds for the next month from March 13th through April 13th to help keep the markets functioning appropriately. Earlier in the week, investors reported problems trading in U.S. government bonds, so there was irregularities. So we've seen some market dysfunction, especially when we saw the Dow plummet. So when you saw the Dow go down 1,700 points, it was the S&P 500 7% slide, though, that triggered the circuit breaker, which interrupted my deal when I was doing the interview. 15-minute break to stop the free fall. Give traders time to recalibrate. That's why they do that. What's the economic package, the rescue package, going to look like? Well, the White House and Congress at odds on this. The Trump administration saying, look, we have the idea of these new tax cuts and delaying tax filings to boost the economy, as well as expanding sick leave benefits, helping the airline, hotel, and cruise industries, all the ones I mentioned, hospitality, tanking, tanking, tanking. And you know, this is the big problem with so many people are fighting and what they're trying to do. What do we know about the coronavirus? How deadly is it? How does it spread? What do we do? Wash your hands. Do we hear that over and over again? Use every means possible to clean those hands and be sanitary. We do know that actor Tom Hanks and his wife Rita Wilson both have the coronavirus. They are quarantined in Australia. They've been tweeting things out about, hey, one day at a time. Tom Hanks, who starred in A League of Their Own, jokingly said, there's no crying in baseball. Some people feel like they want to cry. Stay with us.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
They promised us that they have cleaned up. That's what my movie theater is saying, that they're cleaning up constantly, constantly, constantly. So before we go there, a couple of things people have asked me about. What do you do? How do you isolate yourself? Well, they, you know, people that are 60 and older with severe chronic illnesses are more likely to get really sick with COVID-19. So stay home. That's what they say. Stay in the community where you are. Don't go in public. Avoid crowds, poorly ventilated buildings, and wash your hands. Wash your hands constantly before, during, and after your trip. I mean, that's key thing to do. Working from home, the best for most people. Maintaining 6 feet of distance from your colleagues, huge. If you're coughing, sneezing into your elbow, all of that. No handshakes. No. Switch the in-person meetings if you can do that. And then it's about the spread, right? So there's been questions about, should we avoid lunches and after-work drinks? And you know, they're saying you can do that, but you got to assume you're in a low risk area and people are good about not coming in sick. So they say don't serve chips, popcorn, or other foods that have dipping fingers into communal bowls. Don't talk over a communal plate of food. If you take a piece of fruit, in its own skin. Rinse it before eating. Don't sip from anyone else's glass. So it's really things that we should probably be doing, some of this stuff anyway. I don't mean about hugging or whatever, but that kind of stuff. And, you know, there's no travel between Europe. We certainly know that. More things are closing down. I've mentioned them. Cruise ships, forget about it. They're done for the next 30-some days. By the way, the symptoms, fever, dry cough, difficulty breathing, that's pretty much the hallmarks of this dreaded coronavirus. So if you've got that, symptoms will come out 2 days to 2 weeks after exposure. So go to the movies, but space yourself out if there's something you really, really want to see. Don't shake anyone's hand and be very, very careful. Two movies we got for you this time around, both PG. I thought you would like that, PG-13 and up. So this one has a soft meaning. This is a chick flick, and it's called I Still Believe.
My name is Jeremy Camp. I want to introduce you guys to someone special tonight. This is my fiance, Melissa. Go ahead and stand up, babe. Come on, stand up. I know, I'm taking, I'm sorry. Earlier this year, we had some tough news. Some really tough news. Can we do something special for the most special person in my life tonight? Can we pray for her? Heal her tonight.
Now we have an artist. He's had 32 number one singles. 4.5 million albums sold. Let's welcome Jeremy Camp.
You're getting married.
Yeah.
But will she get better?
I don't know. Mom, son, you're only 20 years old. You just met this girl. I'm supposed to be with her. I can't explain it. I just know that.
Even when I don't see.
I want you to know that whatever this is, and wherever it takes us, that I'm with you. Every step, every moment, I'm with you. I'm in. I'm so in. I will love you, cherish you, every moment of every day.
I'll be the love of your life and your biggest fan.
This is the story of Jeremy Camp, who, I'll just tell you a little bit, he met his wife. Lots of people don't want her and him to get married because the age, he was 23, she was 21, but she had some tough news. She was diagnosed, like he said, with ovarian cancer, and they married October of 2000. She died February 2001. Jeremy Camp is pretty famous now. He's, you know, a singer-songwriter, he's worth $8 million, whatever it is. And his debut studio album, Burden Me, was released in 2000. And he's had many, many awards and et cetera since then. Very, very well liked. And this movie will appeal to certainly the people who know his music, know about him, know the story. But, the story's getting some really super good nods because there are some interesting ups and downs to this story, I guess, is the way to put this. And it's actually gotten, like I mentioned, good, good reviews. So if you like that kind of a movie, then this might be the movie. It's going to lift you up and pull you down and then lift you back up again, right? So can you ask for anything more? Of course, right? And I think that it's no doubt it is a chick flick from the word go. This is much different than that kind of movie. This is Vin Diesel, and this movie is called Bloodshot.
And initiate sequence.
Gina, I'm home.
Memories are made of this.
What is this, Willis?
I'm sorry to be the one to tell you this, but you got yourself killed.
At RS team,
we'd rebuild the most important assets in the U.S. military.
Soldiers like yourself. You're the first who we've successfully managed to bring back.
Improved, enhanced. With the technology in your veins, you have an army inside you that will not only make you stronger, it will heal you instantly.
Holy shit.
Now tell me, do you remember anything?
Where are you going?
I've got unfinished business. Find the man who murdered my wife and kill him.
Oh, that's not good.
All right, shut him down.
And initiate sequence. Okay, who is the next target for elimination?
Are made of this.
Tell me, do you remember anything?
Do I know you guys?
I don't think so.
I've been manipulating you.
What you think is real sometimes ain't. And initiate sequence.
Nothing about men like me.
That is absolutely fantastic.
I feel like I just heard this. Are they playing this on repeat?
So it is, it's been called by Variety a trash compactor of a comic book film, but it's smart trash, an action matrix that's fun to plug into. That's a pretty decent review. And this is, as you heard there, a Marine who's resurrected by a team of scientists enhanced with nanotechnology. He becomes superhuman, biotech killing machine, so therefore Bloodshot is his nickname. He cannot recall anything from his former life. Ooh, that's kind of scary, right? PG-13, drama, fantasy, 1 hour, 49 minutes. I kind of like the humor of Vin Diesel. I bet you this finds an audience. If it doesn't find it on the big screen, it certainly will when it streams. I think a lot of streaming will do well, especially if many of us are going to spend some time at home. All right, hang with us. Got a couple of good ones coming up on the flip side.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
No fans and now no players. New this hour, we learned the PGA Tour shutting down for a month. Also new, we learned the Prime Minister of Canada's wife testing positive for coronavirus after experiencing flu-like symptoms. More now from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
She started exhibiting mild flu-like symptoms after returning from a trip to the United Kingdom, but he and his wife Sophie plan to remain in self-isolation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And a closer look now at the numbers. More than 1,600 confirmed corona cases here in the U.S. At least 37 people have died from the virus. And Wall Street, having its worst session since 1987 because of coronavirus concerns, the Dow losing 2,353 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We're talking about COVID-19, the coronavirus, the effects of it. And I'll tell you what, we have with us now in our virtual green room, Melissa Negrin-Wiener, and she knows all about this because, of course, her serious thing is she's a partner at Genser Kona Elder Law, so she understands about older people and protecting them. And you look at what's going on with this virus and the CDC issuing a warning for elderly people with the virus spreading across the U.S. This is some scary stuff. And think about parents, grandparents, etc. in some of the facilities. We all saw what happened in Washington State. Melissa, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me. Yeah, it's getting a little bit scary. And we're seeing a lot more of those facilities like the one in Washington restricting visitation.
Yeah, so what did I would, you know, if you're not getting those calls, you may start getting those calls if we see more of that, especially in the New York tri-state area. What, as a lawyer, what could people do or what would their legal rights be? Would they have any?
Well, not if the facility is restricting it. I mean, there is a state of emergency. They're now calling it a pandemic, so the facility has the ability to do that to protect its residents, to restrict the visitation. Not all of them are doing it. Some of them are asking people, obviously what the just what you're hearing on the news. If you're sick, please don't come visit, things like that. But most importantly, what we're just trying to get out to our clients is, you know, they're calling, for the purposes of this virus, they're saying elderly is 60, right? So people over 60 need to take precaution. But people over 80, they're now saying, as the days have gone on here, that people over 80 really need to be careful. They need to cancel all non-essential doctor's visits. They need to stock up on supplies and medication, most importantly. They're really the ones that are at risk of developing the serious conditions from this virus.
So you're trying to help, in other words, if somebody calls, or just the thing to be concerned about is to make sure you've got that, because the number of Americans infected has skyrocketed more than 50% since just even last week. And as you said, that's the kind of communities that are getting hit the hardest by that. And I think that's going to continue. So that whole thing of getting the medication is vital, right?
Absolutely. And from a legal standpoint, you know, we want people to make sure that they have a contact person, just, you know, if they're home and they're being, you know, they're being smart about it and they're staying inside, that they have a contact person nearby, even if it's not a family member, that can check on them and that they can reach out to if they need something. And of course, as elder law attorneys, we're, you know, always preaching to people that they should have healthcare proxy in place, they should have a power of attorney in place. But it's really important when things like this happen, because if healthcare decisions need to be made, and they need to be made quickly, you have to make sure you have somebody appointed to do that.
Yeah, so this is timely in saying that people listening to the show, and I guarantee there are some in that situation or some that have parents in that situation. And listen, I come from a family of lawyers, Melissa. I just didn't become one. The mic was pulling me too much. But you're right. I mean, this is about getting things in place. And often, and you know this, it's people blow it off. Ah, no, I feel good. It's all good. We'll do it. We'll get the power of attorney. But what's the danger if you don't have the power of attorney and you don't have the proxy, etc.?
Well, for anybody, if there's no anybody over 18, if there's no power of attorney, there's no healthcare proxy, and there's some sort of situation that causes the person to become incapacitated, whether it's an accident or an illness like this, then there's nobody really with the authority to make decisions, with the legal authority to make decisions. So then you end up going down the route, the road of guardianship, going to the courts. Which takes time, it takes a lot of money, and, you know, it doesn't necessarily work out the way that the individual might have wanted. You know, sometimes the guardian who's appointed is not necessarily the person that would have been chosen if the individual had done their documents and named their own agents under those documents.
Yeah, and so that also becomes, too, that goes into even the will area, planning, estate planning, all of that. You know, when you talk about guardianship and veterans benefits, all of that comes into play, doesn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, the benefits are in place to help people get the care that they need, but they need to apply for them. They need to make sure they're eligible for them. And what we've been doing now over the past week is really getting the word out to people, don't cancel your appointments. With us, if you're not able to come into the office or shouldn't or don't want to, we'll do a telephone consultation. We'll do a Skype consultation, you know, whatever they need us to do, because we need to make sure that they're protected.
Right. And if they do a Skype or a telephone conversation, of course, the way technology works, which is brilliant that you brought up virtual, what can happen is easily if there's any documents that have to be signed, they just send them back. You just send them to them. They send them back, scan them, whatever it is. And then poof, it becomes legal before it becomes too late. Right.
Right. I mean, if it has to be notarized, then we'll go to them, you know, if we need to.
Right.
But it's an easier way to get it done. You know, we don't want people just kind of putting off the meeting because they're being told not to, you know, to stay indoors or, you know, to stay in their home. We'd rather actually, you know, do the work for them, and we're happy to do it however we need to.
And, of course, where you are, do you think there's more of a panic because of what happened stone's throw away in New Rochelle and the conversation about New York?
You know, I don't know. it's really interesting, you know, with the closing. I have young kids and closing the school schools and finishing, you know, closing the colleges for the semester, and it's really kind of not something I've ever seen before. So I think it might have to do with what happened in New Rochelle and how fast it happened.
Right, exactly, because that's what it is. All of a sudden, overnight, boom. And so everybody knows, elder law, of course, you're talking about asset protection, Medicaid planning, estate planning, tax planning, guardianship, you mentioned that. And there's more than that. Is there something I left out that you think is super important?
Well, we also handle estate administration and estate litigation, and we also do a lot of work with families who have children with special needs.
Ah, there you go. So tell us your website, because I think people with questions, you have a great website.
Thank you. Our website is genserlaw.com. It's GENSERLAW.com. And I always tell people they can reach out to me if they have questions at melissa@genserlaw.com.
Perfect. I love it. Melissa, stay safe. Thanks so much.
Thank you. You too.
All right, so it's really interesting, you know, in talking about this, looking at elder people and the law, because of the things that we just talked about there, things you don't think about. And I went down, I know I've talked about this on the air, but if you've just heard me for the first time, my family was kind of that way. Here I have a family of lawyers, and everybody's healthy, there's no problem. And then my mother got sick, and then, of course, there's the wild panic of, oh my gosh, how, you know, what's in place? Is there a will in place? And it wasn't because everybody's nestling down. I mean, we wanted her to live forever, but what happens is then the takeovers of things, and then what happens with health and power of attorney. And this happened with my mother-in-law too, where she suddenly got sick, and I think I was traveling, and there was a massive panic over power of attorney because there was nothing in place. And now with the coronavirus, oh my gosh, you know, ratchet that up, because with certainly with older people, and you heard Melissa say it, 80, they're saying 60, but 80 especially, if people are in that ballpark and you're listening, you know, you got to have the food, the medication, all that stuff in place. And I think she said something else that was so key. So you got to have your... You certainly have to have your documents, your healthcare proxy. That has to be there, because this is a healthcare crisis. Hopefully, you know, I'm all about hope. So we want to see this cloud disperse. There's no question about that. But in the realistic world, you have to prepare. I was just reading something today about kind of this weird bell curve. Now we're seeing the cases go down in China, but we're just in the beginnings of what could happen and how it can spread. And we know that this is the vulnerable community, so things in place become even greater for anybody in that cycle, anybody in that age group, because when the panic hits and something happens, God forbid, to anybody, you don't have it in place, you know, or you look at what's happening in the nursing home care spots in the communities. But there, as she mentioned, there's not much you can do when there's lockdown, etc. But it's good to know whatever your rights are. I saw a picture the other day of a young woman who was sitting outside the window, and actually they were on the phone, and she was communicating with her mother in Washington at the care facility where so many people have died. And I thought, wow, isn't that interesting? They figured out a way that how can we go and see her and still have some sort of contact, because we can't go into the community. We can't go there, obviously. It's like a horrible petri dish. But these are kinds of things that are coming up, and better to tackle them now. Look around. Who do you need to help? A neighbor, an aunt, a cousin, a parent, or whatever. And just make sure some of that stuff's in place for sure. Especially that healthcare proxy, because it's affected me twice. And when the crisis hits, that's when everybody panics and you run around trying to figure out, oh my gosh, what do we have to do? How are we going to make this right? All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way next. We talk to someone with the oldest pet store in America.
shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily, now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Everybody knows how big I am into dogs and how I was a late to the party dog owner, because as a kid my brother was allergic, but I just love dogs and I love what dogs do for people. And to me, I think even it starts when I go to the pet store and I look and I see the puppies. So there is a place called Selmer's Petland. It's in Huntington, New York. Would you believe it's the oldest pet store in America? How cool is that? But what's really scary is in New York, the New York State lawmakers are talking about this passing a bill banning the sale of puppies. And so if that happens, Selmer's is saying that they're going to have to close their doors after 80 years of business. So in our virtual green room right now, I don't think she has any puppies with her. Jessica Selmer, owner of Selmer's Petland, is with us. Jessica, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so very much. I wanted to extend my sympathies for the loss of your Mahalo.
Yes, I obviously
know how difficult that is, which is why we're having this conversation.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not just you. You have the oldest store and so well-known and all that. But this bill we're talking about, it's going to force hundreds of other businesses that employ thousands of people to close their doors. So tell me about that. Tell me about what this has been like going through, you know, the machinations of knowing, oh my gosh, this could happen. We've been doing this forever. We're such a part of the community.
Right. It's been very difficult. Nobody really understands until it's, you know, affecting themselves how the political machine works. And it seems that this bill is a hot topic, and we're trying to fight it. And one of the issues that we have is that people should have the freedom of choice. And just like you said, your brother had allergies. There are specific reasons why people come to my business and certain clientele that I have for that reason. So being concerned with the business closing, you know, the proponents of this bill say that that wouldn't be the case, that, you know, the businesses wouldn't close. But obviously the business owners are the best people to ask that. And being that person and my peers, we don't sell supplies anymore. We are in competition with the internet and with Chewy, and we don't have a supply feed anymore. We just we sell supplies basically when we sell a companion animal, you know, a pet for somebody to come home and love. So it would 100% put us out of business, and that's a scary thought. We are following regulations, we are inspected, we have licenses, we pay taxes, we have employees, and they're willing to put us out of business just because there's a moral opposition to what we do, which is a frightening, you know, consideration. And it also doesn't just affect New York. This is something that is going state by state by state, and it's also an attack on consumers' freedoms of choice, and that affects the entire country.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And you said it. There's one thing that really caught my attention. You're regulated. So we hear these horror stories about puppy mills, or somebody down the street thinks they know somebody and they have a dog and whatever. And it's different. I get it if somebody has a dog and they've had puppies and that kind of thing. But we know the horror stories that are out there. And I worry that that would also increase that. Would it? That's a possibility, right?
Well, that's exactly what our argument is. This is being presented as a rescue-only bill, and then it's being, you know, nicknamed a puppy mill ban. It's not a puppy mill ban. It's a pet store ban. It's 100% a pet store ban just by the nature of what we're calling it, a rescue-only bill. So if you're forcing people to rescue-only, which is not going to happen. It's a wonderful thought. We support rescues fully. We've donated thousands of pounds of food to local rescues. We're for the freedom of either. And when you take away that choice, it's exactly what you said. You're going to force people that want puppies because they do, and they're going to go to the worst of the worst. The definition of consumer protection is a brick-and-mortar store. We have to follow laws and regulations and have consumer protection in line. And when you take that away, people are going to go straight to the internet and get scammed. They're going to go straight to the heart of the issue, which is, you know, a puppy mill, which, by the way, is not even defined. So when we're accused of buying from puppy mills, there's no definition of what that even is, besides the horrible, you know, visions in our minds. I think that it's clearly much less likely that a store that's inspected and has so much on the line to buy from a substandard breeder. And we also are forced by law to buy from USDA licensed breeders. So this seems to be an attack on the USDA. They're saying that their facilities are not up to par, which is frightening because that's an attack on a federal agent, you know, a federal agency and what, how they're running things. So you're absolutely right. It would push people to the black market and to, you know, not have the options that they have now, which is being protected by buying from a store that buys from what we consider reputable breeders that are inspected and licensed.
Right, I was going to say that. We're speaking with Jessica Selmer, owner of Selmer's Petland, oldest pet store. I want to talk about something cool, though, too. Third-generation owner of this store. What was it like growing up for you? It had to be fascinating.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been in and out of the store. When I was in college, I was, you know, working there on breaks, and it's always just been in my blood, and that's why every field trip was at the store. You know, people come in now and say, I came here with my grandparents. You know, I got my first goldfish from you. And when I was away at school a little bit, you know, further from where I live, the bouncer looked at my license, saw my last name, and it was about 2 hours away, and he said, no, not Selmer's Petlands. And I said, yep. And he said, I got my first goldfish from you. So it was free drinks for that night.
Yeah, wow, how crazy. And you mentioned this. New York would be the third state in the nation to pass such a law, because you're saying they're going state by state, you know, that considering this. California, Maryland passed similar retail bans in the last year, that kind of thing. And what people are saying is, oh, the federal government's asleep at the wheel. But I agree with you. I think there's not enough digging into really what you would get, because in the pet stores, you said it. I mean, here's the key thing, people listening, is that you have regulation, so it's so much different than other ways that people would be able to find dogs and other animals, by the way, because, you know, we're saying it's the banning the sale of puppies, but then you got to think about what else is drawn to the store and what other effects it could have. So what do you do to fight this? Just get the word out, talk on shows like this one, etc.?
Well, this actually is what we are trying to do. There's been so much negative publicity that I really, you know, appreciate your time, and I really mean that. It's just been such a hot topic, you know, adopt, own, shop, and that's wonderful in theory, and that's a very heartfelt thought, but it eats at the freedom of choice. It shouldn't be one way or the other. It should be, we're pro-rescue and pro-purchasing. It's adopt or shop. It's the United States, and the way that we're fighting it is trying to reach out to, you know, legislators and explain this to them, because most of the time they're you know, getting a bill and they're looking at it for, you know, however many seconds because they have so much to do, and they're seeing that it's, you know, protecting animals. I mean, I would sign it if I didn't know the background, so knowing what it's really going to do and the negative consequences that it's going to have, then I certainly would hope they wouldn't sign it. So that's, you know, what we're trying to do as store owners is educate people and, you know, explain that there is a demand for puppies, and there should be. People should have the right to have that joy in their life. And, you know, the government shouldn't be regulating how you do that, you know, in which way you bring that into your life. And there will always be a demand for purebred dogs, a demand for puppies, and just like you said, for yourself, allergy issues in your family. There are people that are not equipped to rescue, and it wouldn't be fair to a rescue dog for them to have them. So it really is a very premature bill, and what we're trying to do is get the word out and explain that common sense dictates that the government having a moral opposition to the way you choose to bring love into your home is a very frightening concept.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. All right, Jessica Selmer, thank you so much. And if I'm in Huntington, New York, I will stop by your store.
Please do. I would love to see you. We could show you the original porch steps and everything.
I love it. Jessica, thanks.
All right, mahalo to you.
I love it. Cool. Thanks, Jessica.
Bye-bye.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.